As we told you, ladies and gentlemen, Germany and Italy have declared a state of war exists between their nations and the United States. We're broadcasting from the House for the second time this week. On Monday, the address of the President, in which he asked the Congress to declare a state of war with Japan. He's not coming here today, but will send a message to be read by the reading clerk. Maurice Latta, White House emissary, will bring the message to the House. Then he'll deliver a copy to the Senate. And so do December 8th and December 11th become historical days in our nation, days to rank with 1492, 1603, 1776, and 1917. Now for a moment, we will give you the procedure from the floor of the House of Representatives. You'll hear in a few moments the announcement of the arrival of the messenger from the White House by Mr. Joseph Sinnott, the doorkeeper of the House of Representatives.
Following message from the President of the United States.
There's the announcement from the Speaker, and now the message.
To the Congress of the United States, on the morning of December 11th, the government of Germany, pursuing its course of world conquest, declared war against the United States. The long known and the long expected has thus taken place. The forces endeavoring to enslave the entire world are now moving towards this hemisphere. Never before has there been a greater challenge to life, liberty, and civilization. Delay invites greater danger. Rapid and united effort by all of the peoples of the world who are determined to remain free will ensure a world victory of the forces of justice and of righteousness over the forces of savagery and of barbarism. Italy also has declared war against the United States. I therefore request the Congress to recognize a state of war between the United States and Germany, and between the United States and Italy. Franklin D. Roosevelt, the White House, December 11, 1941.
Gentleman from Massachusetts, Mr. McCormick, is recognized.
I move that the message of the Senate be referred to the Committee on Foreign Affairs and Order 20.
Without objection, it's so ordered.
And there, ladies and gentlemen, you have the reading of the message of the President of the United States in the House of Representatives in the Capitol building at Washington.